All right, we don't have an official break. I know some people got up to take a bathroom break or get another cup of coffee, which is great. But we don't want to hold up this panel or deprive them of any of the time that we'll have to talk with them or hear from them. So I do want to talk first and just introduce our panel moderator, Brooke Hopkins, who is a friend. She's a co-chair with me of the Women in White Collar Defense Group here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She is at Alvarez and Marsal doing global regulatory and internal investigations. Interesting stuff, right, that I read on your bio. I didn't know, for example, that you're on the Law 360 Compliance Editorial Board and that you have so many certifications, CFE, MAFF, CVA, CCEP. She can translate all those for you later because I don't really understand what any of those designations are. But she has 25 years of experience doing investigations on financial advisory issues, analysis, strategy, consulting, all of those kinds of things in white collar matters and others. So I will leave it to you to introduce your panel and thank you all for participating.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Kit. Yeah, whoever wants to know what those little letters mean, we can meet after, but it's probably not worth it. This panel is stupendous. I mean, it's the best panel you're going to see, not just because you get ethics credit. So with that said, I cannot take the time to read each of their bios because they're far too long. They're going to introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about their background. Go ahead, Bob.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Denby. I'm a partner and deputy general counsel at Vinson & Elkins. I've been in the sort of legal ethics world for 30 years now or something like that. And basically what I do at the firm is mostly advising our lawyers and the firm on compliance with ethics issues, conflicts, other types of problems like that. And AI certainly has been high on the list lately, so happy to be here.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Daniel Myers. I'm the president of the consulting division of TransPerfect Legal. For those that aren't familiar, TransPerfect is a global provider of legal technology and advisory services. I've been with the company for 9 years now. I'm out of our Toronto office. And before that, I was a client. I was a litigation partner at Bracewell and chair of the firm's e-discovery and information governance practice group. So I've been working in the intersection of law, investigations, and data management for pretty much my entire career. And I'm pleased to be here with you today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt Werns. I am the director of the Federal Trade Commission's Southwest Region here in Dallas. The FTC, for those of you who may not be familiar, is a federal agency, independent federal agency with two mandates to protect competition and, I'm sorry, to promote competition and to protect I've been with the agency for 14 years now. I've been in this role for a little over 3 years.
Great. So Brooke set the standard pretty high here, so I promise we will not disappoint. I'm Emily Opte. I'm a counsel in King & Spalding. My practice has really been congressional and government investigations, crisis management. I recently rejoined King & Spalding after a stint in-house at Meta, handling regulatory and government investigations.
Great. So, see what I mean? Stupendous. So, before we jump in, just a raise your hand if you consider yourself exceptionally tech savvy. No? Nobody?
Couple.
Oh, one. Perfect. Okay. So just so the panel can kind of take note, because generative AI, you can go deep with this. What we're trying to do on this panel is give some practical considerations for everyone in the room. Please jump up, ask questions. Smarty pants over here, if you want to come to the microphone at any time, please do so. So the overview of what we're going to talk about, what is Gen AI? So I was quickly told, Brooke, it's not AI, it's Gen AI. So we're going to make that distinction. We're also going to talk about how it can be used, how it is being used, programs, applications that are being used by legal professionals as well as clients, and of course, ethical considerations for using Gen AI, and we can't forget privacy issues as well as numerous regulations that are out there that I know you can't tell, but Matt is just chomping at the bit to talk about.